You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC Business Class 节目。这一档节目专家云集，专门为您提供在国际商务环境中需要掌握的各项重要的商务、文化和语言交流技巧。而本期的节目，我们会给大家介绍另一个重要的商务课题，那就是商务会议 Business Meetings。 在西方的商务会议中，我们应该注意做到什么，避免什么呢？锁定收听，答案就在本期节目之中。今天来给我们集中教授商务会议注意要点的商务专家是 Susanna Kwok 女士。 Susanna 是伦敦一家猎头顾问公司的创办人。下面大家将要听到 Susanna 的一段谈话录音。需要再次和大家说到的是，如果不能完全听懂这段话的每一个词，不要着急，因为节目稍后大家还有机会会把这段录音再听一遍。不过在大家听的时候，请注意寻找以下两个问题的答案。这两个问题是，在西方商务会议中，我们是否需要 speak up, 大胆发言？还有，我们不同意其他同事发言的时候，是否应该发表自己的不同意见？请听下面这段录音。
Obviously, in meetings, where appropriate, you should speak up. In a team meeting scenario, you're part of a team. And so the success of your team depends upon all of you working together. And so in that environment, you are expected to communicate well with the team. And sometimes you will discuss ideas. Some ideas would be good, some ideas would be bad. And, you know, you are encouraged to agree and disagree and come up with your own ideas. And generally, you know, if you're intending to disagree with one of your work colleagues, it's always wise to do it amicably, because you don't want to fall out with them because it could affect your career progression. And there's no point saying, no, I think you're wrong. You just say, you know, I don't quite agree with what you've just suggested. I can't see how that would work because there are these issues. But perhaps if we tried it this way, these are the advantages of doing it this way.
请问大家找到答案了吗？ Susanna 她说，在商务会议中，你应当 speak up, 坦率发言。还有You're encouraged to agree and disagree and come up with your own ideas. 大家也会鼓励你发表相同或不同的意见，并且表达出自己的建议来。让我们把下面这段录音再听一次。
Obviously, in meetings, where appropriate, you should speak up. In a team meeting scenario, you're part of a team. And so the success of your team depends upon all of you working together. And so in that environment, you are expected to communicate well with the team.And sometimes you will discuss ideas. Some ideas would be good, some ideas would be bad. And, you know, you are encouraged to agree and disagree and come up with your own ideas.
那么在发表不同意见的时候，我们使用什么样的方法最合适呢？ Susanna 给我们强调说，不管我们说的是多么尖锐的观点，表达的方式一定要亲切友好 amicably。如果是由于方法不当让同事对自己产生误解，那么很有可能会影响到你自己的事业发展 Your career progression. 让我们再来听听 Susanna 这段话的下半段。
And generally, you know, if you're intending to disagree with one of your work colleagues, it's always wise to do it amicably, because you don't want to fall out with them because it could affect your career progression. And there's no point saying, no, I think you're wrong.You should say, you know, I don't quite agree with what you've just suggested. I can't see how that would work because there are these issues. But perhaps if we tried it this way, these are the advantages of doing it this way.
您现在收听的是 BBC Business Class. 为希望在国际企业中飞黄腾达的有识之士制作的系列商务节目。
就如我们刚才所听到的，在会议上发表同意和异议的意见时，一定要使用不同的方式方法。这一点在我们的英语语言专家节目板块中也会有专门的一期教授大家在做到这一点时需要掌握的语言技巧。在今天节目结束之前，让我们把 Susanna 这一段话再完整的听一遍。
Obviously, in meetings, where appropriate, you should speak up. In a team meeting scenario, you're part of a team.And so the success of your team depends upon all of you working together. And so in that environment, you are expected to communicate well with the team. And sometimes you will discuss ideas. Some ideas would be good, some ideas would be bad. And, you know, you are encouraged to agree and disagree and come up with your own ideas. And generally, you know, if you're intending to disagree with one of your work colleagues, it's always wise to do it, amicably because you don't want to fall out with them because it could affect your career progression. And there's no point saying, no, I think you're wrong. You just say, you know, I don't quite agree with what you've just suggested. I can't see how that would work because there are these issues. But perhaps if we tried it this way, these are the advantages of doing it this way.
今天我们学习到的在西方商务会议中我们要做到坦率发言 speak up 是相当重要的即使是你的意见与同事出现冲突时只要我们注意方式方法尽量友好 do it amicably 也是会让大家完全接受的但是要做到像西方人一样毫无顾忌大胆发言我们中国人需要做什么样的心理调整和准备呢这个问题在下期的 BBC Business Class 节目中我们的特邀中西文化专家 Catherine Liu 将会做一解答希望大家继续收听下期节目